Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Talk radio to feed your brain. The Drex Radio Show. Weeknights at 7 on KGO 810.
They stomp our necks!
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Just let me know when I'm on, all right?
Showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
They stomp on our necks and say, "What's the big deal? Take a chill pill, Jill." But we're mad. We've been had, and we're not so glad, quoth the Lorax. Thank you, Iowa, and God bless some of the United States of America.
That would be Tina Fey as Sarah Palin, and this would be Lisa Durden on
Thank you, Drex Radio Show.
You
know, a new poll says I'm up by 11%. This is really happening, people.
Guess what, America? I don't really think this guy should be president. I'm just here because he promised me a spot in his cabinet. And I belong in a cabinet because I'm full of spice and I got a great rack.
And we can't get enough of that. What an introduction to Lisa Durden. Lisa, good evening. Have you dug out your car yet?
Hello?
Hi, Lisa. You're on. How are you? I was going to say.
Oh, I'm good.
Did you survive the blizzard?
I was just sitting here not saying anything. Am I on the air?
You are. You are always on the air. Lisa, so how did you survive the snowstorm? Obviously, you did. How much fun was that for you?
Oh, Lord. I'm from Newark, New Jersey. I still live in Newark. We had a state of emergency here in Newark. The mayor was getting his back kicked in because he didn't have the plows coming through the smaller streets, which, of course, I live on one of them. I couldn't go make my coins on Monday, so you know when us freelancers are out of work, we're unemployed for that day.
Right on. You know, I have to say, and then I saw Christie making like one announcement, and then I heard that he was catching hell for scurrying back to Iowa.
Yeah, you know, where the land of the free, home of the brave. So we caught hell, but they did finally clean the streets last night, and I was able to, you know, scurry on out of my driveway and bang up against mountains of snow and bust up my car, but I was able to get the hell out of here. So I survived it, but listen, I'm used to snow. I love the winter, actually, and I like
so do
snow,
I.
But ain't nobody got time for that. I need to go to work.
Not 42 inches or whatever the hell you have.
Yeah, not for snow anyway. Ow!
Bump, 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 bump. There you go. It's and you have to. I love this Tina Fey here. Let's take a listen. Okay. All right, we got to get it potted up.
I was going right, to say, we never pointed out that wasn't actually Sarah Palin.
Yes, that was actually Tina Fey.
But, on SNL?
Yeah, that was so much fun. And by the way, one of the things that happened during the snowstorm was Donald Trump saying this.
My people are so smart. And you know what else they say about my people? The polls. They say, I have the most loyal people. Did you ever see that? Where I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay? It's like incredible.
And so it's
incredible
true.
That you would say that out loud.
It is incredible that he would say that out loud. But Lisa, it looks like he may run away with New Hampshire and perhaps Iowa.
Listen, when people want to vote for someone that dumb, who am I to stop them? So go right ahead. And I don't know if they're going to give him the nod, but if he becomes the Republican candidate, then we're a shoo-in for, I don't know which one's going to be the victor, whether it be Hillary Clinton, whether it be Sanders, but the Democrats will get in office again. Woohoo!
Well, I have to say this, you know, and I was amazed, and if this would have been 3, 4, 5 months ago and Trump said something like that, I would have said, well, he just shot himself in the head by saying that. But you know what? Here we are just a couple days later. It don't matter.
That's an improvement.
Right. It don't matter. It's already gone. It's already digested and out the other end.
Right. But I feel like when you're talking about politics, I'm going to say parlotricks. You know, politics is a funny thing. It's like how the wind blows.
Right.
I think that, you know, especially early on, you can't pay much attention to the polls. I mean, they have some merit, but not a lot of merit. when people start to get down with the real get down, and, you know, we start to decide who's going to be the nominee, when we start to get into these polls in November, we're going to really find out what folks really think of you, because I've done PR for public officials' campaigns, and it looked, oh, you go knock on doors, do the old-fashioned campaign trail, and people say, yeah, and they even signed the paper, I'm going to vote for you, and they lose. So I'm sure that Donald Trump will not be the 45th or 46th president of the United States of America. It's not going to happen. I'm not a betting girl, but I'll bet you $1 million. Don't try to cash that check. But he won't be coming into office.
Well, before you cash that check, and since you're from Newark and right next door to NYC, you know what? Yes. I have to say this. Nothing but a big, fat problema. And now on the Democrats' side, should Michael Bloomberg jump into this race and run as an independent?
Oh,
he can split things wide open and Trump wins.
Yes. No. I know, you know, they talk about, you know, splitting the vote and all that stuff.
Yep.
I'm actually excited. Well, I was in love with him for a while. Then he pissed me the heck off when he ran for a third term and changed all the rules. But, you know, overall, I mean, I got a little mad. But overall, I did like a lot of his policies. Not everything, like the big soda drinks and you can't drink over 32. You know, it was a little crazy. But overall, until he did those two nutty things, maybe he started smoking that K2, that new marijuana.
Right on,
Before the K2, I did like a lot of what he did, because I do not have a problem with people running the country like a business, because that to me tells me you're thinking a lot about it. I did like the fact that he was rich, because now I don't think you're going to steal from us. You don't need the money. So I like that as well. So it's going to be very exciting if he does jump on the campaign trail. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to really bust everything wide open, I think.
Well, but yes, but, you know, I mean, there will be a number of Democrats like myself who will have to scratch their heads, because I'm not jumping up and down for Hillary. And Bernie, quite frankly, since I'm a little bit older and I do know what socialism is, I'm not so sure about that. At least I give credit. I give Bernie a lot of credit for the town hall last night, where he was very honest. He says, yeah, I'm going to have to raise middle class taxes, but I'm going to give you everything that you want. I'm going to give you free college education, and we're going to all have Medicare.
Yeah, you really need to look at his
brand
of socialism.
Right. But so, you know, Michael Bloomberg is somebody who gets my attention, so I might be tempted to vote for him as an independent.
Yeah, and actually, he sort of stole a little bit from Bernie Madoff. Bernie Sanders.
No, not that guy.
Is he dead? Is he in prison or both? So Sanders did talk about the free education and where he's going to get the money from. And he said he did talk about raising the taxes a little bit across the board for that to be able to happen.
But he was honest, and he gets credit for that.
He's not saying anything new. So I wouldn't mind that. So if people can get a free education, maybe not a 4-year degree, but a 2-year degree, an associate's degree, and you raise our taxes a little bit across the board, and they should raise more of the wealthy than the poor and the middle class.
Yeah, the corporations haven't been kicking in their fair share.
But he's being...
tax abatements and, you know...
Well, no, he's being brutally honest and saying, yes, I'm going to have to raise your taxes, but you're going to have free health care, not the Obamacare that we have now. I've got to take a break, but very quickly, I just want to tell everybody, in case you did not hear the latest, Trump will skip the Fox News debate, all because of the Megyn Kelly thing, the Megyn Kelly factor. And you have,
which is a straw man, right?
Right, but I have to say this. It's brilliant on Donald Trump's part, because now he's holding his own rally, and guess who's going to air it? CNN. So, what are you going to watch? I mean, you know.
Neither.
Well, perhaps that's the answer, but I have to tell you, if I'm watching TV, I think that I probably would be watching Trump, because it's going to be.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
You know,
Donald Trump is very entertaining. I watch both because this is what I do for a living. However, you know, watching some of these debates has been like watching paint dry, you know, over the years. I'm going to say this is the first presidential election that I'm like, oh, I need the popcorn.
Yeah. Which one am I going to DVR and which one am I going to watch live? I don't know.
Exactly.
I'm tearing my hair out.
We'll continue the conversation. Go ahead.
Yeah. And I think Donald Trump is one of the reasons why it's become a debauchery, a debacle. I don't know, but it's really good television.
All right.
However, nobody's taking him very seriously. It seems like he's got good traction. People are talking like they like him, but when it comes right down to the get down, folks are lying. He's not getting anywhere near that campaign trail. No.
I don't know. Don't cash that check, Lisa.
Don't cash the check. But he said that, you know, Black people love him. Yes, we love him on The Apprentice, and that's where it begins and ends.
808-0810 is the number. We'll continue on the Drex Radio Show with Lisa Durden coming up on KGO 810.
Talk radio to feed your brain. The Drex Radio Show, weeknights at 7 on KGO 810.
Bring us on some Hillary yesterday.
There must be consequences. Let's see if I get some water here. You do talk a lot in this campaign.
Uh-oh. Here it comes.
Excuse me, just one second here.
Oh, girl.
A lozenge.
This is a remix of her coughing, right?
No, it's not. It's the real thing.
Yeah. I missed this part.
Okay. So I have to say, Ricola, it's Bill Cola, because Lisa Durden, are you ready for this? Today, on this Tuesday, January 26, 2016, it was 24 years ago today in 1992, following the Super Bowl, Bill Clinton appeared on 60 Minutes with his wife Hillary, denying an affair with Jennifer Flowers, as reported in a tabloid. And are you ready for this? It was 18 years ago today in 1998 when President Clinton uttered the now infamous words, "I want to say one thing to the American people. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky." Okay? So, yeah.
Good imitation.
That was pretty good.
Very good.
I never heard
very
that
good
over there. Okay. All right. I did not have sex with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. So you know, Hillary is, well, we'll see what happens. But isn't it crazy that those two incidents occurred on the same day? I wonder if she knows that. It was 18 and 24 years ago. All right, Lisa Durden is our guest, and we've got some people that want to talk to you. Lisa, let's go to Mark and Carmel. Good evening. You're on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Hey, great. By the way, Drex, that was a pretty good imitation. Thank you so much.
It was fantastic.
Yeah, it was. And isn't it ironic how dates work? You know, they come back to bite you, you know, numeric stuff.
I know. I mean, when you talk about digits, go ahead.
So Martin O'Malley last night, for me, as a kind of a conservative guy, was the most resonating of the three, because frankly, Hillary seems like the, you know, criminal about to be indicted, and Bernie is not somebody I can wrap my brain around because of the socialism and 90% tax rate,
right,
and yada
like
yada.
Me, yeah.
Yeah. Well, exactly. And O'Malley is kind of like this old FDR kind of guy, and FDR, you know, he did a lot of good, mm-hmm, and the stuff he's done in Ohio was pretty, I can't fault it, and I think he has the best of intentions, and I think he's going to hang in, because it would not surprise me if after people really understand Bernie's deal, and if Miss Clinton somehow has some unfortunate
implodes
happenstance.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, by
well, don't you figure that O'Malley's maybe running for vice president?
Well, of course he is, but, you know, ironically, he could end up being the front runner unless, and this Bloomberg thing, it's too late, too little, too late. He's never going to get on all 50 ballots.
Well, he could if he jumps in right now. Thank you very much, Mark. And
thanks,
if he
Mark
drops his own $2 billion.
I was loving O'Malley last night, though. Yeah. What do you think, Lisa? Just too lukewarm? Or?
No, I can go with that. I agree with that. I certainly think it's very interesting. I think this could be anybody's race at this point. Because if you think about the candidates on both sides, is anybody really capturing, you know, quenching your thirst? I mean, you know, in terms of popularity, who's out there? Well, Donald Trump has name recognition. He's out there in terms of popularity. I'm talking about when we get down to, what is it that you're going to do? Who's been really saying that?
I think Bernie does.
Well,
and O'Malley did somewhat.
That's it. The only person that has been saying it definitively and very clearly so a three-year-old can understand is, you know, Bernie Sanders. That's it.
And I love Bernie.
I mean, unless I'm crazy.
Well, I do like Bernie. Here's Bernie, how he opened last night.
My wife told me to button my coat, but I think I'm too fat, so I'm going to keep it.
He's too fat to button his coat.
Oh, that's so cute, because he's been campaigning in Iowa and eating too much pie.
And I do love, you know what, and I think we were talking about this early when Greg Barron was in here. He's He was the...
Oh, I love Greg Barrett.
Oh, my God, isn't he incredible?
He just knocked that into you.
That's right, and helped write Sex and the City. What a great guy.
Absolutely, he's fantastic.
But, you know, we were just talking about Bernie, and it's just that whole socialism thing and the whole thing that, well, millennials really don't know and younger people don't really comprehend what the old, what socialism really means. When we think about it, we think of the USSR, and that's not what time it is with them. That's not the temperature.
Right, I think, and that's the thing, if you're going to capture that population, they think differently than we do.
Even sexuality,
they don't look at labels. They're fluid. You know, if I'm with a girl today and I'm a girl, fine. If I'm with a guy tomorrow and I'm a guy, fine. If we all come together, like, they're not into labels. The label thing is not big for them, so I think it cuts across everything. That's not what they're on. They're into kind of like a me society, I want it now. If you can impact them and impart something on them that sways them, they're not into these labels. So you can say, oh, he's a socialist. They'll be like, well, you know, but he said this, it's good. They're not going to be bent out of shape about that, which is a good and bad thing. The good and bad thing about, well, I'll say the good part. The good part is you don't get to control people with groupthink, which is a good thing. But at the same time, you know, you don't get to really look at something critically when you don't take a deeper look into what that all could mean. You know what I mean? So it's a good and bad thing. So I'm leaning more toward good than bad. They're not hell-bent on these titles and these labels and all that kind of stuff. Millennials aren't into that. They don't give a damn.
Okay, we'll take your calls, 808-0810. And if you're on hold, just stay there. And when we come back, we'll also continue the conversation with hashtag OscarSoWhite. But Ian McAllen today says, Oscar's not so gay, hashtag Oscar's not so gay.
Hashtag what? So hetero.
Right, yeah, all of that good stuff. And we're going to have us a Black 24. That's at least what time it is in Hollywood. You did hear that, didn't you? So we have breaking news, and we'll get to Macklemore and all the fun stuff on the way on the Drex Radio Show on KGOAT.
Talk radio to feed your brain. The Drex Radio Show, weeknights at 7 on KGO 810.
And away we go on the Drex Radio Show, live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com. Okay, Bernie, your turn. Bernie.
All right, so one more point, Chris. I'm trying to win her vote. Leave me alone here. I'm trying. All right.
And then it's Hillary's turn.
We have Taylor Gipple, Iowa native, first-time caucus goer, leaning Sanders, but has a question for Secretary King.
Let me help you up here.
Oh, what's that cackle? And then Hillary had to do it in her old employer and her hubby, yes.
Which of our previous presidents has inspired you most and why?
You can only pick one.
Okay.
That's a good answer.
Sorry, President Obama. Sorry, Bill. Abraham Lincoln.
Oh.
Abraham Lincoln.
Well, I'm going to call Jennifer Flowers and and Monica Lewinsky. All right, let's go to the phones. Lisa Durden, our pop culture yaktivist. We're going to get to all things I said, including, you know, Gillian Anderson only getting offered to pay half the pay that David Duchovny got for The X-Files. And
Macklemore's song.
Oh, my God, yes. All right, but let's take a couple calls and we're going to drop all of that. All right, let's go to Ken in Daly City. You're on KGO.
Yeah, how are you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
You know, last night, Bernie Sanders failed to explain the socialism thing very well, and he had a golden opportunity. Because here he was in Iowa, a farm state, and many of those farms in that state were saved by Franklin Roosevelt's New Deal, and those were socialist policies. You know, crop insurance and a lot of other things. You know, they had price controls and different things. You got to remember, during the Great Depression, the people were dumping milk out because they couldn't get any kind of money for it. They were spilling it out
Well, yeah, you're right. All the government subsidies, yes.
Right.
That's a great point.
Those were socialist policies. And also, he didn't explain how the Social Security cap works. You know, I don't know what it is. I think it's about $117,000, or it was last year or a couple of years ago. But after you make $117,000, you don't have to, and that's regular income.
Right.
You don't have to pay Social Security anymore. I remember back when I started working, back in December, we usually had a vacation from that because at that time it was like 30,000 or something, or 35, and so anything over that, you'd get a free ride till the rest of the year.
Yeah, and but, it was, thank you very much. I've got to move on, but thank you, Ken. I mean, that was the beginning of the tax-free holiday as much as it got tax-free. But he's right, and Lisa, you can tell me if I'm wrong, but I think that cap goes away under Bernie Sanders.
That's how I understand it.
Yeah, I understand it. You know, I said this earlier. I just appreciate the fact that he's being honest with the American people. And should he be elected, he's going, yes, the taxes go up because he's going to give you free college and free health care.
That's exactly what I was going to say, Lisa.
Right. How many times have politicians done the bait and switch? You know, they've said one thing and they got in there, say,
read my lips. Yeah, read my lips. And then he did it. And now Bernie's just saying, I'm raising taxes.
Yeah.
Hello?
Well, yes. If he could get all that stuff through, I would hope that they'd go hand in hand. All right, Richard in Santa Cruz, good evening. You're on the Drex Radio Show.
Yeah, I just want to say Bernie Sanders to me represents literally the truth. You know, I've listened to a lot of everything he said. I've got a business analyst background. I've loved to go through a bunch of this stuff with somebody that claims to be an expert that criticizes his concepts. But just going back to the black or African community and why they may or may not vote for him, why would they ever vote for somebody that represents Bill Clinton? I mean, he supported the drug war, part two, after Nixon. He attacked the welfare, so-called welfare mothers. Why would black America
You mean the welfare mothers who were white? Because you're aware that more white women are on welfare than black people. You mean the white welfare mothers? I just want to make sure you're corrected.
Well, there's white welfare mothers and there's black welfare mothers.
But there are more white welfare mothers, so was he talking about them? Because he couldn't be talking about us. Because more white people are on welfare than us.
But
so
I think
you're
that
you're saying that you mean us? The black folks?
There are
I'm
people.
Just out there.
Well, it's
I'm
a fact. It's a fact.
So I'm what I'm saying is, when you say welfare mothers, The perception is you mean black women. I'm just correcting it when you say the welfare mothers. He was attacking white women who were on welfare and they were mothers. I'm just throwing the facts out there. Because more white women are on welfare than black women.
Yes, and there are a large... I know where you're going with this, Richard, but, you know, just look at the census. There's a lot more white folks than there are black folks, and that's just the way
it works. But we're just getting to the bottom line. Therefore, there are more white folks on welfare
than
black folks. Okay, that's the bottom line.
That's it.
Okay, so when you say attacking the welfare mothers, just want the listeners to know they mean white women, not us.
Okay, so speaking of race, let's get to Macklemore and white privilege too. Oh my God!
Have you heard the whole song?
No. Did you have a month to listen to it, Macklemore? He's a rapper, by the way. If you're listening, and you don't know he's a white guy, and he released a song about racism. You're shaking your head, Heather, but a lot of people don't know.
I think they know.
No, I don't think that everybody does in our
ginormous
audience. It's okay. I'm still explaining it. Yes, got to. Okay, so he released this track about racism, and it's 7 minutes and 30 seconds. I won't.
It's 9 minutes, I think.
Is it?
Okay.
Well, I must have got the short. I must have got the edit. But here's the super edit for KGO. Yeah, and it's intense. Okay, so at one point he admits to himself that he's appropriating the black culture by rapping, and he also points the finger at Miley Cyrus, Elvis, and rapper Iggy Azalea. All white. Take a listen.
You've exploited and stolen the music, the moment, the magic, the passion, the fashion you toy with. The culture was never yours to make better. You're Miley. You're Elvis. You're Iggy. Azalea, make it so plastic, you've heisted the magic, you've taken the drums and the accent, you wrapped in your brand of hip-hop is so fascist and backwards, the Grandmaster Flash will go slap you, you bastard.
All right, so, I mean, that he admits to appropriating black culture, which is, you know, doing rap and being a rapper. What do you think?
Well, he's too young to know that white folks have been stealing our music long before rap music. So this is not just happening now. It's been happening. So much so that when we, you know, rock and roll, when you hear about rock and roll, white faces show up. But the fact of the matter is, black folks started rock and roll. So when you see people like, what's his name? I want to get away. What's his name?
Lenny Kravitz. When you see his pants explode on stage.
When a black man when a black man does rock and roll, we accuse him of acting white, which in fact, rock and roll is black music. They stole it so long ago that they think it's white music.
Okay, wait a minute. I've never heard anybody call Lenny Kravitz white.
No, that, I'm saying in our community. I know we crazy.
Oh, okay. Okay. He's like, you're like, he's not one of us. Gotcha.
No.
I can't say the word, but we all know what it is.
You know what it is.
The white reference, you
know. So this is not new, but although I will say that he is correct, but it's not the first time. Macklemore is correct in that a lot of times, and it's a compliment. I don't get angry at it. I think when you see people, they say, what is it, imitation, the highest form of compliments or whatever. So I think that white people like our flavor, they like our color, and they want to imitate us. And sometimes they make big money doing it. I'm not mad. Tina Turner was the one that got Mick Jagger where he is. He stole from Tina Turner. So, like, let's be real here. I can name a whole bunch of folks.
Oh, my goodness. I'm not sure about that.
Elvis Presley,
really?
He admits that.
Come on.
Elvis Presley is not the king of rock and roll. That's Chuck Berry and a whole bunch of black folks before him.
Well, there you might have something. But, yeah, but Elvis was a big talent.
And Chuck Berry and Chubby Checker. So, you know, this has been going on forever.
Oh, you're right about
that. Even across the pond in London, the Beatles stole from, black music.
All right, let's take a break.
They admit this. So this is nothing new.
Well, okay, so he's admitting to it, and that's what that's all about. So now you know. Thank you very much, Lisa Durden. We'll continue our conversation, and we'll get to all things about income inequality or equality time and a whole lot more. And reviving Prison Break in 24 without Kiefer Sutherland. What's he doing nowadays?
Not you mean much, 24?
Yeah, right. It's coming back. But we'll tell you the spin coming up on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show, live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com. And Lisa Durden is our guest. Good evening to Lisa. Thank you for joining us. And let's get to some of the other beeswax that's going on. There's a lot of it. So, you know, we've got hashtag Oscars so white. And now the Oscars diversity problem isn't just about race anymore. Ian McGowan says he's actually sympathizing with the complaints this year because no openly gay actor or actress has won an Oscar. And you have to think about that. I mean, there's been a lot of talk about African-American nominees at the Oscars, but the diversity problem, I guess, is just, and I guess he's right about this, is not just about race. In this new interview, he points out that openly gay actors are also left out.
Well, here's the thing. There's a thin line between a character and who you are for real. So when we say Oscars so white, we're not caring about the Oscars not liking us as individuals. We're talking about the role.
That's
now
well put.
Are you saying the roles of gay characters, or you mean the real person is gay? You don't get an Oscar for your role as the real person. I don't get an Oscar for playing Lisa. I'm Lisa. So are you saying that you are gay and you want an Oscar? Or are you saying you play the role of someone gay and they're not nominating people who played gay roles? There's a fine line between what you're saying. So let's not water and murky up the thing to try to take a little shine away from what we're talking about, because those are two different things. They did not nominate gay characters, because maybe like blacks, there weren't that many. But they're not nominating gay people. They didn't nominate gay characters. So are you fighting for the gay characters?
Did
or are
Ian McKellen
for
say?
The gay people?
Yeah. No, that's exactly. And I love your point of view because, yes, you just nailed it. I mean, so he says, I fully sympathize. It's not only blacks who have been discarded and disregarded by the film industry. It used to be women, and it's certainly gay people to this day. And these are all legit complaints. Now, unquote. But to your point, right, I understand. Yes, I agree with you.
I think he means gay people.
No, but I understand what she's saying. Yes,
there could
openly
have been a bunch of gay people.
Yeah.
There could be a bunch of gay people winning awards and nominated, but they may not be openly gay. Are you?
That's
saying,
what I was thinking,
right.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah, are you saying that the real person who really is gay?
I'm sure that's what he's saying.
That's exactly what he's saying.
Gay character, we're fighting for the black characters to be nominated in the, you know, a black character like Creed. It was a black man who played a black man. We don't want Michael B. Jordan to get it because he's a black man. We want the character Michael B. Jordan played, who happens to be a black character, and that was a good black character that he played.
Okay, so to his point, right. I mean, he points out that no openly gay actor has ever won an Oscar while they were out. So Joel Grey came out last year, 42 years after winning Best Supporting Actor for Cabaret. Jodie Foster sort of came out recently, years after winning for The Accused and Silence of the Lambs.
So murky,
I understand. I totally understand what you're saying.
If you're not openly gay and you won an award, you still won it. So if you choose not to tell me that you're gay at the same time, who the hell cares?
I'm right on. Right on, you nailed it. There's no argument for me.
Jodie Foster, you were a gay woman who got the award, but you just didn't tell us you were gay at the time. You still won the award.
Yes,
yeah,
and then she insinuated.
There's a lot of difference between things you do behind closed doors and the color of your skin.
Right. Here you go. All right. The one who bites her toenails at home didn't get the award. If I don't tell you I bite my toenails at home, how would you know I bite my toenails at home? I mean, what the hell are you saying?
I'm with you. I mean,
it's
so
confusing.
Well put.
Right. He didn't make a very good point.
No. I understand what he's saying.
You may have black.
I understand what she's saying.
When you start saying black and gay, it makes it even harder. So we can draw a gay.
Oh my God.
Gay thing there too.
Well, you're not even allowed on the block.
Oh God.
And you know, either way, I don't
my
know.
My brain is bleeding.
I'd have a hard time believing that even the old white men that are in the Academy have an issue with gay men or women.
Well, but you know what? They like them in the closet in Hollywood.
No, and,
exactly. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. No, I don't know about
well,
that.
Well, you can be, but to Ian's point, no openly gay man or woman has won. So I get it, but I
but
totally understand. I get your point.
If everybody, well, they're not all living, but if everybody who's won Oscars who are still living came out of the closet, a lot of folks who are gay would have won Oscars.
Okay, so I want to get to the new star of 24.
Okay,
everybody loves Kiefer Sutherland. Go ahead, quickly.
Tom Hanks won for Philadelphia, so there was a gay character.
Gay character, yes, but he's straight. Okay, so the upcoming season of 24 will have an all-new cast. So see for Kiefer, I can't say his name.
Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah, that guy, Kiefer Sutherland, will not be back. Jack Bauer. Yes, so guess who it is? It is Corey Hawkins who played Dre in Straight Outta Compton. Bum, bum.
Yes.
You
loving
it?
A few episodes of The Walking Dead, so.
I am.
There's the black in 24.
I'm just hoping but he doesn't catch any negative backlash since the original character was a white character, much like what Michael B. Jordan did, from Newark, by the way, when he was in Fantastic Four. He was in a role that was, a white character in the comic book, and then they made it a black man that played the character, and he got death threats and all kinds of crap.
Oh, my God.
So I hope he's ready. Yeah, literally death threats. I mean, this is not a real character, people. Hello. So hopefully he can take on the role and do it seamlessly without getting death threats and insanity. I hope that doesn't happen.
Well, just don't look at your social media and you will
carry on.
Well,
exactly. Everybody gets death threats these days.
I've got 1 minute, so I want to run this by you because I promised I would.
Okay.
So we know the truth now. Well, the X-Files, you never know. But Gillian Anderson was only offered a half of David Duchovny's pay to return to the X-Files. That's why it almost didn't happen. We thought Duchovny was holding out. It was her.
And she damn well should have. And who in the world is Stacey Dash to be on Meredith Vieira saying that women get equal pay, and Meredith has to say, no, we don't. We still get, men still get 70 cents on a dollar to our, which way am I going? Yeah, we get 70 cents to a man's dollar. So this is another example of that. I mean, really, we still do this in Hollywood? Are you serious? So you doggone right. Hold out. I'm not for sure what she won in the end, but she made a statement.
Same thing.
That's a disaster.
Yeah, same
it's
thing.
Disaster.
And, and speaking of disasters, and I got to run here, but if you were on the East Coast where it ran when it was supposed to and you set your DVR, because Carolina went long, you only got 20 minutes of X-Files anyway. Thank you, Fox. Thank you, football. All right. Lisa, love you, and we'll talk to you next week, okay?
Love you. See you next Tuesday.
You got it, hon.
Okay.
All right. Let's take a break.
Date with Durden.
We'll be back. Date with Durden. That's good stuff. All right. The Late Night Late Show wrap-up is on the way on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.